CJSF 90.1 FM is now on air and online. Can't get enough of your favorite campus community radio station? Now you can have it all the time on your Android device. Tune in, see what's coming up, and save your favorites. The CJSF Android app. Diverse, independent, yours. Get it on Google Play. Just look it up. CJSF.
This is a CJSF news break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
Hong Kong court formally bans protest anthem Glory to Hong Kong. On Wednesday, May 8th, Hong Kong's Court of Appeal banned the song Glory to Hong Kong, popular in the city, as a protest anthem, following a request filed by the city's government. The ruling overturned a lower court judgment that had rejected the ban in light of the chilling effects it would have on free speech.
香港法院正式禁止传唱《愿荣光归香港》。5月8日，应香港政府的请求，香港上诉法院批出临时指令，禁止传播在香港广为流传的抗争歌曲《愿荣光归香港》。该禁令推翻了下级法院的判决。下级法院曾以禁令会对言论自由产生寒蝉效应为由驳回了禁令。
The ruling comes amid continuous erosion of Hong Kong's rule of law and civil rights as the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, tightens its grip over the nominally autonomous port city.
随着中共加强对香港这个名义上的自治港口城市的控制，香港的法治和公民权利不断受到侵蚀。
In recent years, Beijing has jailed scores of opposition Democrats and shut down independent media outlets in Hong Kong following the imposition of the so-called National Security Law in June of 2020.
继2020年6月实施港版国安法之后，北京近年来监禁了数十名反对派民主人士，并关闭了香港的独立媒体机构。
The case has significant implications for internet freedom as well as the operations of internet platform operators, IPOs, and technology firms present in Hong Kong, such as Google. Court of Appeal judges Jeremy Poon, Carlene Chu, and Anthea Pang wrote that the song had been composed with the intent of being used as a weapon against national security.
此案对互联网自由以及谷歌等香港互联网平台运营商和科技公司的运营具有重大影响。上诉法院法官潘杰明、朱嘉丽和彭安倩写道，这首歌的创作意图是被用作危害国家安全的武器。
The judges wrote, in the hands of those with the intention to incite secession and sedition,The song can be deployed to arouse anti-establishment sentiments. An injunction is necessary to persuade the IPOs to remove the problematic videos in connection with the song from their platforms, they added. Although the IPOs have not taken part in these proceedings, they have indicated that they are ready to accede to the government's request if there is a court order.
法官们写道，在那些意图煽动分裂和叛乱的人手中，这首歌可以被用来煽动反建制情绪。他们还说，有必要发布禁令，说服网络供应商从其平台上删除与这首歌有关的问题视频。虽然网络供应商没有参与这些诉讼，但他们表示，如果有法院命令，他们愿意答应政府的要求。
Lin Yang, spokesperson of the Chinese Foreign Ministry, claimed during a regular press briefing that preventing anyone from using or disseminating the relevant song is a legitimate and necessary measure by Hong Kong to fulfill its responsibility of safeguarding national security.
中共外交部发言人林健在例行媒体简会上说，禁止任何人以煽动分裂国家和侮辱国歌的意图使用和传播有关歌曲，是香港特区履行维护国家安全和国歌尊严限制责任的正当必要举措。
Hong Kong's Secretary for Justice said to the media that the government will communicate with the relevant internet service providers, request or demand them to remove relevant content in accordance with the injunction order.
香港律政司司长林定国则明言，会依据法庭判决与相关网络供应商沟通，要求他们移除相关内容。
Hong Kong was declared an English colony in 1843 and enjoyed freedom and economic development under British rule. It was also known as one of the four Asian tigers. Hong Kong was made a British colony in the 1800s, with the UK having seized it from then Imperial China. In 1997, it returned to Chinese sovereignty with the guarantee its freedoms would be preserved under a one country, two systems formula, a promise that Beijing has since broken.
香港于1843年被宣布为英国殖民地，在英国统治下享有自由和经济发展，也被称为亚洲四小龙之一。19世纪，英国从当时的满清政府手中夺取香港，使香港成为英国殖民地。1997年，香港回归中国，并保证在一国两制模式下维护香港的自由。
Hong Kongers staged major protests against the deterioration of the city's rights on several occasions prior to the promulgation of the National Security Law, with the biggest being the 2019-2020 movement calling for democratic reforms and the rollback of CCP influence in the city. Those protests saw millions of people take to the streets.
在港版国安法颁布之前，香港人曾多次举行大规模抗议活动，抗议城市权力的恶化，其中规模最大的是呼吁民主改革和削弱中共在城市中的影响力的2019-2020运动。在这些抗议活动中，数百万人走上街头。
Hong Kong does not have its own anthem. Glory, written in 2019, amidst the year's pro-democracy protests and was considered an unofficial anthem for the city.
香港没有自己的国歌。香港抗争歌曲《愿荣光归香港》创作于2019年的民主抗议活动中，近年多次在国际体育比赛上被误认为是香港的国歌。
Google said in an emailed response to Reuters that it is reviewing the court's judgment. It had earlier said it wouldn't change its search results to display the national anthem of the PRC or People's Republic of China instead of the now banned Glory to Hong Kong.
谷歌在给路透社的电子邮件回复中表示，他正在审查法院的判决。谷歌早些时候曾表示不会改变搜索结果，会显示中共国国歌，而不是现已被禁的《愿荣光归香港》。
Welcome back to the Chinese Show on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. And now it's our time to showcase some of the album recently released by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you Alan Dodd, and the piece, the song is called Give Love.听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 Rock Chen Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，到了我们为大家推荐 加拿大音乐人最新发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要带给大家的是由 Alan Doughty 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Give Love。
Give to pedal through the city or stay long enough
is called Give Love from Alan Doughty's recently released album titled Come For, which was released in February 2018. And next is a song from Shalini Kumar and it's called Book of Dreams, which was from the album titled Shalini, released in 2018. 接下来请刚才大家欣赏的这首乐曲这首歌曲呢是由 Alan Doughty 演唱的 Give Love。 接下来请大家欣赏来自 Shalini Kumar 演唱的歌曲 Book of Dream。
The past is past.
text is a music piece performed by Kenny Stahl and Billy Jones, and it's called Just Above the Clouds, which is from the album just released this March, titled 3S, A Cloud. Hope you enjoy. 接下来请大家欣赏由 Kenny Stahl 和 Billy Jones 演奏的乐曲 Just Above the Clouds。
Woo-hoo! 你，只有你和我在这里，好安静，不再需要言语，一个眼神仿佛就能回忆。就算有天你变得不年轻。